For a third consecutive day, secret Garda recordings of the conversation between Gerard Hutch and Jonathan Dowdall were played at the Special Criminal Court. Hutch said in March 2016 that the Kinahan organised crime group wanted to be the biggest gang in Europe. 59-year-old Hutch has pleaded not guilty to the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in Dublin in 2016. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been following the case. He was in court this morning. More of these recordings being played, Paul.
That's correct, and more about the Kinahan organised crime group and the agreement that Hutch had apparently made with the IRA, or the Continuity IRA, to mediate in the ongoing feud. Jonathan Dowdall is heard to say that he thinks the best thing to happen is the Byrne funeral. People may remember the funeral of David Byrne. It was attended by top Kinahan gang leaders, senior figures, foot soldiers, including Daniel Kinahan, Thomas Kavanagh, Freddie Thompson and Declan Brady. Hutch replied, "It shows what they really are." Dowdall then says, he starts joking, he says, "We need Slab Murphy to get into the middle of this. He's the only man to sort it out." That's a reference to convicted tax evader Thomas Slab Murphy, whom Gerry Adams called a good Republican. Dowdall says, "I'd say he's sorry he ever done this. So would I." Yeah, Dowdall says, "If I was in that game, I wouldn't have anything to do with them," referring to the Kinahans. "I wouldn't want anything to do with them either," says Gerard Hutch. "You'd get nicked," says Dowdall. "A lot of people were with them, but they've walked away," Dowdall says. And then he asked Gerard Hutch, "How did they get so strong, so big, two brothers and a father?" Hutch then replied, he said that they used the rest of them, the rest of the gang members. He said Daniel was, quote, "wide enough, a bit of a twist, and he started making money." But Hutch said, "It's a bit of power as well, not just the bleeding money. It's a bit of power as well. They wanted to be the biggest gang in Europe. All the Colombians and all come to them." And then Dowdall replied that any country they go to would be scourged. "I'd say any country wouldn't let them in." Hutch just nodded and agreed with that.
The court also heard about a proposed meeting between Republican dissidents, was it, and the Kinahans?
Yeah, they were talking about the Garda and the type of firearms that the Garda have, referring to the Uzi submachine gun, which was the Garda issue, that it was no good, it was too dangerous. Dowdall said they, quote, "they just spray all over the kip." He then referred to the attack on Gerard Hutch in Spain, and then asked him, did he think that Kinahan would meet them? And Hutch said, "I'd say he will. I'd say he'd meet them. He'd meet them in England." And he referred to a possible meeting place in to London as being the possible meeting place. And then Hutch said that you wouldn't know with them, you know. They could be playing both sides of the coin. They're going to put this to bed on both sides. They'll have to be careful. Now, that is either a reference to the Kinahan gang or to dissident Republicans, but it appears that Jonathan Dowdall has taken that as a reference to dissident Republicans, because he says to Gerard Hutch then that just get that out of your head. They wouldn't do that. Not a chance. He says, "I'll get in touch with Mary in the morning. See Pierce on Thursday." This is a reference to Pierce McCauley, who Hutch said was a friend of his, the convicted Garda killer. And Dowdall asks, "Will I run everything by him that's been happening up there?" And Hutch says, "No harm. Yeah."
And just finally, Paul, there was some discussion about phone security.
Yeah, they were concerned about Jonathan Dowdall talked about what he does. He says he keeps changing the chip on his phone. "Every night I hide the chip, break the phone and hide the phone." He said that the cops had said to Patsy Hutch, "Give us the code, we'll break in anyway." Gerard Hutch then replies, says, "I wouldn't give them the code. If they break into the phone, it's inadmissible." He also talked about being in a Garda station, about Apple not giving the codes to the US government, and about an Apple phone. When you turn it on, the minute you want to look at it, you just have to pump in the code.
Paul Reynolds at the Special Criminal Court, thank you for that. After the break, we'll be hearing about those rolling lockdowns still taking place this far into the pandemic right across China.